We are continuing our shiurim on Otzot Chaim, on Sha Nikudim Perek Tes, Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph, and in a new print we are in Matur Midvash, we're in Daf Yud Reish Yud Lamed, Reish Yud Gimel. Now, again, this is not the best place we should have stopped at, but we just ran out of time, so we're really in the middle of the Shvira of the Zayin Melachim. So we're up to Netzach Vehod now. V'achikach says the Arizal. V'achikach molchu netzach v'chot. V'hayu tzrichim lavo limloch bimkoimam bekele aroi lahem. Kele lahem. V'hine lo matzu hamokum panoi kisham yorod ora gvura kenizke le'el. ולכן הוא צריך הבינה להספש את דרך הקו שלו שהוא מצד עצמו עד מוקום הרוי להיות אחר כך מוקום הגבורה המיתי אחר תיקון כי אתה היו זה על גבי זה. I'll show you in a minute on the trial how this looks like. ואז בראות אור הגבורה כי קבע היה בחינס קהילי במקומם אל תלם למקומה והכלי שלה בהתרחה כאור שלה ממנה נדרחה גם הוא ויורד ויוסד במינה. Okay, let me show you. Let's look on the chart now. One second. This is all in the future.
It's not this.
Let's have a little. Let's
have
a little. Let's put it down here.
So,
what? We are now Netzach and Hod. Let's fix this up a little because this is already Achat Tikkun. Netzach Yehod. Let's put that over here. Okay. And you have Netzach Hod coming down. From Tiferet. Chesed hasn't come back down yet. And we are. We'll leave that for the moment. So let's store it simply over here. Okay, and then Malchus is over here. Okay, so this is where we're really up to, right? All the other Kalim found their ways. Either they went down to Bria. Now what happened over here is that Tiferet broke, right? Said Chochma, yeah, Keter Chochma Bina Dat. Chesed, what's Chesed? Let's go put Chesed back. That's Chesed. Chesed went Gvura, Tiferet both, the Keli of Tiferet went into Bria, then you had the O of Netzach Vohod, Netzach Vohod. Netzach and Hod are coming now. Okay, here they are.
What's the difference between the white and the brown?
The white is the Or, and the brown is the Kalim. Okay, so this is what we're holding up to now. We have now the Kalim of Tiferet broke. He went into Netz, it went to Bria, which is identified right here. It went into the Keter of Bria. Tiferet's Or stayed where it was. And the Keli of Keser came to surround. That's what we got up to. The problem was, after that, the Or of Netzach Yehod, as one, Pagi de Gufa, there's two spheres, but now they're considered to be one, came there, and they want to go into their Keli. As we said last week, there's a traffic jam now. They can't get into their Keli because there's Gvura here. Who was already in the Keli of Netzach and Hod?
Why is there no room?
There's no room. This is one keli. Alright, there's only one place for all. And Netzach Hod also one all.
Kamut.
Okay, now, so what happens here? And this happens, as we saw in Chochmah. The Kalim of Bina extend themselves, right? Extend themselves. And Gvur, when it sees that it got a Kali, it goes back in its place. Therefore, that allows now the Netzach and Hod to find its Kali and to go into its Kali.
What's causing Gvura to go to Bina?
Well, this is Gvura. It knows its eventual place is to be on the left hand side. This is the Tzur of Tikkun. Chochman, Chesed on this side, Gvura, and you find Hod going to come here soon. It's going to find its eventual place. It's Teva.
Wasn't that
now? The problem is now, Netzach and Hod go in now. And they're going to break this Keli, and they will have Yesod and Malchus have to find a place. Okay, so that's what we're up to for the moment. So let's read that again. V'achakach Molcho Netzach v'Hod. V'ayu tzrichim l'avul imloch b'mkonon b'kine l'roi lahem. V'hine lo matzu mokom pono ki sham yorod o'a gvura k'nizka. Remember we saw the o'a gvura was here. So what happened here then? Achein hutzur Bina nispashet derekav shela. Bina extends itself.
Wait, why does it do that?
In order to accommodate Gvura.
It's with das, as it were.
Yeah. What?
I mean,
don't use the word das. It knew what it was doing, right? Lachen hutzur Bina nispashet derekav shela. Shuhu mitzad smol. Ad mokom ruy lios achikav b'mokom gvura hamiti achatikun. This is achatikun. Now, kiat ayu ze agav ze. Till now is b'der tohu. Ze agav ze. One on top of the other. As birod. Now that's it for that. Now, as birod or gvura ki kavar haya b'chinas keli b'mkova a alat tala b'mkova. Therefore, gvura saw it. It had a keli there, it jumped there. Jumped the opportunity. Now, the keli shalom, now what happens in the keli gvur? Now, the keli shalom, idrache kachol shalom mimeno, as soon as gvur went up. Therefore, the keli of gvur now went down. Idrache gam hu, v'yared ad yesod debriah. So what is that? Yesod debriah, we already put it down. It went down. From Bina, right? I think it was Bina, into Yesod. Okay, let's continue. Now, as Yorad Netzach v'Hod bimkoma amiti, right? They went into the Keli. O Molcho Sham b'Keli Shulehem v'Nishpuru v'Az O'or Shulehem Alata Ad Gvura. Okay, here we go. We're going to do that. Therefore, they broke the keli and then they went up to Gvur. Because there was a keli for them there. So they had the opportunity. The higher for the ore, the better. That way they could be yearning, the venene from a higher
and source. It also naturally goes to the left hand side.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry, hold.
Netzach
not. Netzach not, yeah.
So why should Netzach not go there?
Wait. We're still in the middle of the story here. Now, the kasha is really Be'etzim. Be'etzim is, why did Netzach v'Hod go into Malchut? Originally we saw the attack, every time they broke, they actually fell. The ore also fell. Malchut is empty, right? If Malchus is empty, why didn't it go into Malchus? That's what the Mefarshim asked over here.
And you mentioned Od v'Netzach, the clean Od v'Netzach went to Bria now.
Yeah.
In Koyman.
Yeah, we're going to do it in a minute, yeah. So, V'Malchus Sham Bekilu Shalehem, V'Az O'or Shalehem Ala La Gvur, Ki Ala Sham Hod Liot Gam Hu Bekav Smoli, V'Az Gam HaNetzach Ala Imo Sham, Ki HaNetzach V'Hod Chei Parga De Gufa Inun Kiniska, V'Akeli Shalehem Yod V'Netzach V'Hod, the Bria. So why did they go together? Because the three parts keep on saying it together. And they, Netzach v'Hod, went down into Netzach v'Hod, the Bria. So now let's move them. Into Netzach v'Hod, into all the Bria.
So what was the question? I just.
The question was, why didn't the Netzach V'ho, the all Netzach V'ho, go into the Keli of Malchus? Right, we know that the all wants to benefit its Keli. The higher that the all is, the further away is from its Keli.
Yeah.
And you can't leave more than three kelim and so on and so forth. So you see that the all has bedas to keep a chiyus, keep a connection with its keli. So why did it jump? Why did it jump all the way up there? So the Mufassim say that when it's zenenev zilochaser, they don't mind. When all doesn't have another keli to go to, then it's going to go down. It's going to save its keli. But Masha Enke, when Zeh Nenev, the Hainu, there's a Hanol by the all, the Hainu has a keli, can go upward, then Avada is going to take its benefit over saving its own keli. But see, but Etim, there's no real Sekona by the keli, because we said this come as far as, because all Briyas are considered to be one keli by Etim, and it's only when you have a Hefsik which is a keli, which is a rekonis. We'll see all this.
Is that not bidi evad?
The whole matzav is bidi. Here we're talking about the shvila.
What I mean is that not to be in one's own keli. Even the fact.
We're by the shvila here. So. And the keli is gone. So the shine is which keli to be in now.
You said is that the going into a keli, which is a keli which is higher, is better than going to one's own keli, which is lower.
Right, no, I didn't say that. It cannot go into its own keli. It's keli going into bria, and the all does not go into bria. The shaila was whether it should go into a lower keli in atzilus. This is all atzilus.
To be nearer to
its keli in atzilus in bria, right? So usually we did see that at the beginning, that the all would make an exceptional dive downwards into Atzilus in order to be closer to the keli. The question was, why did it go up then? Usually the all was to save its keli. The other is because usually we haven't seen yet a case where there was an empty keli up there. Usually all the keli broke from top to bottom, and there was nothing open there. But now Vibaz Bina extended itself in Chapterain. Okay, so let's continue. V'az v'achekach yotu or yosod. Oh. So all your sword now comes out. Here's all your sword. It comes out. Now it wants to go in its keli. But the problem is the keli. Let's read that example. Ach kar yotze all your sword. Vine. Hayamokan all your sword. Kiniska. Or chesed. Right, sorry. That's why it was over here. This is the actual picture here. So you had all chesed, which was in the keli yisod. So you saw the all yisod trying to get the keli yisod, but all chesed found a temporary abode in here.
Why should the all yisod, according to what you said, why should the all yisod want to go down to its own keli when it's going down?
Where it has no choice. Where else do you want it to go?
Why can't that also go into this extended deep Bina?
Well, that's it, there's not much space there. Anyways, it can't go in a place where it doesn't belong at all. I can't really say that because Netzach, but that's
Tavis Chepal Gedugufa. That's what I want to answer that
here. What?
Netzach, you said, also is not much
space. No, but that's Chepal Gedugufa, it's one all.
It's still not supposed to be there.
No.
Okay, but there you can understand the svara is the Bible always considered to be tre palga de gufa, two sides of one coin. They didn't split. You're right, he's not supposed to be there, he's going to split soon. We could understand why he got schlepped over there. The hair down is out. Like Yisrael has no place there whatsoever. So either you can say there's no more place there, or you can say it's just not its makom, therefore it doesn't gravitate to there anyway. Okay?
Is when do we say that this Yisod, the keli of Yisod has gone down, is there a stage of as it were?
We didn't speak about the keli of Yisod yet. So the keli of Netzach Vahod. The keli of Netzach Vahod broke and it went down. Now in the keli of Netzach Vahod there was the awe of Netzach Vahod and also the awe of Yisod and Malchus Vasi.
I mean, the keli yisod is not broken.
The keli yisod is not broken yet. When yisod tries to enter it, it's going to break it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, So
He's outside.
Okay, so Netzer V'Hod, now Yesod is going to come. Let's read that again. V'achikach Yotu O Yesod V'hine Hayamokum B'mokum O Chesed K'nizka Le'el. Now Yesod can't go into the Keli Yesod because you have Chesed there. So what's going to happen? As Hutzur Keli Achoch Malispashu V'arikav Yomini Ad Mokum Ahoy Liot Chesed Amiti Achatiko As Allah Sham O Chesed V'nichlan B'Keli Achoch Ma V'Keli Shel Chesed Yorod Atiferet Debriya. So let me show you what happened here. What happened was is that seeing there's a balagan here, Yesod trying to get into Yesod, and there's Chesed there, therefore the Keli of Chochma extended itself. The all Yesod saw Taka, it got the Ashtikla Keli, it jumped at the opportunity, Yesod found its Keli.
Wait, Chesed, this Chesed's jumping is what caused Chochma to extend?
What? Sorry? Forget. The fact that the Chochma extended itself made a Keli for Yesod to go up.
So what caused Chochma to extend?
What caused it to extend?
You need a list to the place. You said need a place. Oh, you said need some.
What caused it to extend? We'll see.
The same for Bina. What made it extend in order to create?
Well, okay, that's a good question. That's a fair question. We'll see that later on in the next paragraph. Okay? We'll discuss that still. What exactly is its extension, Bachlan? How can a Keli extend itself?
I understand,
but all part of the same question. I understand. Okay, so let's continue. Therefore, what happened? The Keli Shel Chesed Yorud Atiferes Debriya. So the Keli Tiferes, which already was over there, went all the way down into Tiferes. Okay, let's continue. V'az Yotzu Yesod V'nichnas B'Keli Shelo U'mar B'mkom V'nishba Then the Keli Yesod broke V'ala O Derech Kav Emsoi V'ala Ad Mokom. That's Elyon. So what happened over here? Again, Yesod goes into Yesod, breaks it. Can't manage it. The Keli Yesod breaks. This all, see the space up there, jumps up here.
What's there?
Remember this Keli of Das, Keli of Kes expanded itself. So Yesod was able to jump up. The Keli Yesod, what happened to that? The Keli Yesod, the one from the Gevurah Debriya. All right. Let's continue.
Is there some type of time gap before Bina decides to extend, Bina Kessel of Hoffman to extend?
What do you mean time gap? We know why they extended. They saw the matzah. They saw there's two, one or in a Keli and another or trying to get into that same Keli. Because of that matzah, then it extends. Mm-hmm. Right? Let's continue. Because we never seen the Yesod, all Yesod goes above Tiferet. Usually we know the Yesod is further on down here. So what's Pshat that is that it went above Tiferet. Right. So Malchut comes out to play. Oh, Malchut comes out to play. V'limloch bekeli shela. Omalcha sham v'nishba. It goes down and it breaks the keli. Okay, keli goes breaks. Now, v'az ha'or shela ala gam kein bedas derech kav emsoi. So it goes flying up here, also all the way up here. Okay. Now what happens there? V'akeli shela yored v'chesed debriya. And the Keli of Chesed Debriya. Okay, that's it. That's it. That's the ganze Shvir. Let's continue. V'hari Nimsa'ata Ke'a Keli Tiferet. So let's see it. He's going to do a little secret over here. So let's see how it looks. Now, the Keli Tiferet Omer Bekesef Debriya. That's the top part. V'akeli shalom malchut yored bechesed lebriya. V'nitzah ki ein mokum ponoi ben akeli lebriya. Ki ein mokum ponoi ben keli lekeli. Bebriya atzma yoter meshloshem adreges shel chaba. So chokma bina v'dat are empty. Right, that's a problem. But it's not more than three. If there was more than three, then you would have a problem. Hagam that the Arizal said the Gans Bria is considered to be one keli. Zok the Mefarshim afilo in Bria lechatchila we should not have more than three. That's what they tie it. Lechatchila it's a chatchila tikkadim. But lechnami midyevi it wouldn't matter how many have seikim. Ubeatzilut now let's come to Atzilut. Do we have a have seikim of Shlosha or not? Na in Atzilus ein mokum ponu rak shtei madreges levat v'sham mokum v'hem mokum yisod u'mokum malchut. Only in malchus is empty and yisod is empty. Right. Okay. Mefarshim jump on this because they say, "What about Netzach v'Hod?" If you count it, what do you mean there? But Malchus is also up here, so we don't count. We're looking at the Rekonis, the Mekomis Rekonis. This is a Raif that I was telling you that we're not looking at the Keli Rek, we're looking at the Mokum Rek. So these Mekomis are Rek, and that's a problem because we're looking at the Keilu, the space. There's much more space from the Or. Look how high the Or is, as opposed to the Keli. There's much more space. Keser is a case of the breeze over here. So you have 1, 2, and 3. So why is that reason saying 2? Zok there, because nets of a hold are usually on the side. Usually on the side. Therefore they're not bechalal the cheshvan. Not bechalal the cheshvan. There's only two.
And that's even coming. As it goes
there's not a rig. It's just passed on the shefa. Okay? But then the taka, there's some girsas I saw in the Etz Chaim that goes to Bu'urim, taka goes Gimel to include the Netzach V'Hod, which is part of the Gufa. Yeah, okay, let's go right there. Va'at etzog latetam lamo o yesov o malchut shneihem alu adat lemalim yitzifer. Now we never find that yesod and malchut go up here, right? It's always down here. How can it be even above tifer? Meir Teisim. So he explains like this. ואומנם הטעם הוא לפי הנה היסוד נקרא מסקילי תנא אזרחי. זה פוסקים תהילים פרק תשע פסוק א', כמו שמובא בזוהר בסבא במשפטים שאמר שזה המסקיל שהוא היסוד איהו אילאה ואיהו לטאטה. וגם כן רמוז בזוהר פרשת פיקודי בהיכולות כי יוסף Ihu ilaha v'ila litata. Okay, let me explain to you what's going on here. Right, this is a big yesod to understand yesod. Sviras a yesod. Find this also, but we just recently saw it by the Anuim, those who mechavin in the Kavanos of the Anuim. Also, we spoke about it last year. How the yesod is unique to all the other spheres. So he's dashed it from the remes from the posik is maski leitan. Let me just read you out the Loshon of the Kerem Shlomo. The Loshon Maski Hu Loshon Seichel Shehu Das. So the first possible, first word of the Pasuk is Maski means Seichel means the Midas of Das. Al Shem Sheyochol Lalot Ad Das. That means we're talking about Yesod. Yesod can raise up itself till Das. Lehamshich Misham Etipa Tachesed Derachagat Umisham LeNimshach LeNahi. V'zu maski li'itan ha'yisod mamshich tipa lechagat shehem shoresh avot hanikraim itanim. Itanim. Itanim in the pasuk li'ita means ovos. What's ovos? We know that chesed gvurah tiferet. Chesed is Avram, gvurah is Yitzchak, tiferet is Yaakov. That's li'itan. And what does it mean? The last word in the pasuk ha'yizrachi. Yizrachi zokter the Kerem Shlomo he tipat. A chesed shuhu or hazoreach. It's a tipat a chesed. So basically, what's happening is like this: But we know that there's 10 spheres. Chochma, Bina, always gifted Das. It's called the Chug. Chasadim, the Gvorot. That's Tomun in Das. Das now is Mispashe, the Mochim, that's called Mochim, into the spheres, and that gives Chios. That's the Mayim, the Gadlim, the Ilam. We spoke about this a few times already. And it's Mispashe this. Now the Shaila is, how is it Mispashe? So Zokter is Yesod. All comes down to Yesod. Yesod has a gewaltige bechina of aliyah. It can be oil itself, militate le'ala, without moving. It goes from, it stays down, and it's oil le'mala till das, brings down the tipa which is got from Chochma Bina, Abba Ve'ima, and brings it down, and then it's mispashed down into the back. It gives chilus into the back. Okay, that's the pshat over here. Maskil itan izochi, that it goes up to the maskil, to the das, into the ovus, which is to the chagas, brings it out to the chagas, and then finally brings it out to the into the nayim. What does it bring down? It brings the ezrochi, which is the tipas chesed, means the koach chasodim shabo. And we find the same thing by the Zohar, explains to it by Yosef Tzadik. Yosef Tzadik, we know, is kineged yisod. And you saw here the koach as well to the iloil v'iul etatoy. Even though he's down here, his taki head was always lemalu lemalu. The koach you saw. Okay, let's go back to the heinian who b'ma. He also brings another dimin to this you saw. Also this. All right, don't forget the kasha. The kasha was, why is you saw the malchus up and above tiferet over there in the keser. Okay, by the das, sorry. He's still in the middle of the terrace. The inyan, he gives another dinyan. The keva, b'ma shem nitzbayel slayna b'inyan mincha. You know, those who daven mincha. Ki az zah mizavig in leya. We know that in mincha, there's a zivug between zah and leya. V'az ragle leya mistaynim b'mokom chazid zah. V'in kein, in fact, the kasha mizdavik ech mizdavik za im leah mina chazu imal im leah she'ena maga'ad ragle ela keneged chazu shelo. Dainu, we know that za has a few patsufim which are around him. He has Yaakov to the right of him, and leah and rachel to the left of his. And the way the patsufim and nukvim are built, they're built. You have leah on top of rachel. Now, where is leah? Vis-a-vis Zah. So Leah is, she's up to the, from the Das to the Chazid. Zah is facing Ach compared to Leah. Leah is facing Ponim to Ach. Right? They're facing like this. She's facing his back. She is from his Das to the Chazid. And Rachel is from the legs, or from the Chazid to Ragleh Zah. Right? Now, we know in Mincha, when we're davening, we know it's posher that we're making zivug between Leah and Zah. The kasha is, how can we make a zivug when Zah's yesod is all the way down and Leah's yesod is all the way up, where his chaz is? So he says, Aval inen bikitzu hu. So it's only bikitzu ki shlish arishon shel yesod tachton shel Zah. That we know that the shlish elyon tachton, which is the chilik of the yesod, which is stuck to the goof, oilev the shlish elyon shel tiferet, it goes up. The yesod goes up. The sham is davig in leah. Okay, I got the mafash asked in the besori erzel akar. We don't find these bechinas behai alma. But in Chanavi, we're talking about the primis of that. We're talking about the primis of the bechinas, as the Ariza is going to say himself. Right, so we see from here, so the Ariza, how the Gemazavik, the fact that Yesod goes all the way up to the Tiferes, which is the Chazib, we find this Bechina claw from the Zohar that Yesod can has a special, unique quality of Aliyah. It can be oily itself. Araya, how else can it make a Zivug between Zaz Yesod and Leaz Yesod, which is up to the Chazib? So Elmai, the Yesod goes up to the Tiferet. The obvious question over here is, why do we still don't see a raya from here that Yisod can go all the way up to Das? We see that Yisod can go to the Tiferet, but not Das, which was a bit bothered. So I looked around, Taka Kerem Shlomo. Yisod here is going up to the Chav, which is the Tiferet. But here we're saying that Yisod goes all the way up to Das. Right? Yisod goes up to the Das to get, remember, Maskil Itan Yisrochim, Maskil is the Das, it goes all the way up to the Das to get, right? Yisod, it's not written, Yisod is up to the Das, right? So therefore, Yisod has to jump, is able to go there. So Zuk the Kam Shlom Anachanami here, as Ariza says, here he says the Loshen is a Inyan Bikitsuho. Ariza says, I'm only telling you Bikitsu. Bikitsu is only showing us half the Meiser. The Baal the Ariza showing us that he can jump up Yesod, which is usually Tiferet Yesod. Usually Yesod is up here, and we see that it's jumping up to Tiferet. Tamimli, Zuk the Kam Shlomo, that since Ariza is saying Bikitsu means Anachanami, if you look there, you're able to see that it goes all the way up to your sod.
So that's what you're going higher as well then?
Why
stop there?
Because it doesn't need to go higher. Why should it go higher?
You see, that as well can go up.
Huh? Sorry?
I thought the question was just for what he said is on top of that here, not on top of the Mekuimu Yisraelu. Because Be'etem, that as well is the Malam Mekuimu.
No, Tiferet is there. It's in its Mokum.
Not all the time.
Not drawing, but this is Tiferet in his mokum.
Okay.
Malchus is not. Malchus is not in his mokum. It's not. So we're going to ask the question soon. Why Mechatei say Malchus went above to the mokum das? Yeah. Right now we're for entering again. Nachum, we're for entering. Why is Yisod up to das? What gave it the koach b'chalat to go up there?
Would we ask the question if Yisod and Malchus would have been swapped with that here?
Yeah, we would have a cave discussion.
Would have been here, and Yisod Malchut.
Yeah, we'd still have a question. Why is it going so high? Usually, it's down here.
Physically.
No, but you can't go on a mokum which is it's not the ruy for it to be there.
Why is it not ruy?
Because it doesn't belong there. All of these belong there.
Definitely.
We didn't find his chesed flew here and gvur. They all went in the place where they ought to be.
Chesed was down below before it moved.
Yeah, because that was a toe, right? That was a toe. There was no organization whatsoever. But once they were coming to Tikkun now, right? So they're finding the places in the Amistika places in Tikkun. We won't find the Shalok Kisidon, right? So far, the violet, everything is looking very, very Kisidon. And this is the Amistika picture, except for Yesod of Malchus, which is really out of place. So we're asking, why is Yesod all up to Das? And why is, we're going to ask in a minute, why is Malchus up to Das? So we're saying that Yesod is Yesod Shani. Yesod Shani. Because this has a Bechina of Aliyah. Why is a Bechina? Because it needs to have this Bechina Aliyah. Because it needs to draw the tipas of chesed, this koach of Maim Galim as a Ilan, to bring this tipa from Das all the way down into the rest of the spheres.
Well, that's the job of the
That's his job, correct. And we find a dogma by Mincha. Right. How can Zam and Zavig with Leah? Leah is much higher. Leah is up here, Zaz down here, right?
Zampin.
His Yisod is down here, and her Yisod's up here. Tell us, his Yisod goes up. His Yisod goes up. The Pnimius, we're talking the Pnimius, all goes all the way up to the Yisod. And that's how we find a. That's how we find Taka and the Inin of Aliyah. Okay. So let's continue weiter. Kizu hi mala shiesh al yesod yosem shasfirs shi yichol la'lot al adat bekol zman shu rotze la'lot v'ze sot tfilat yotzer b'shachitz b'shabbos. He gives you another dogma of this. De tiknu bei shesh pamim tevet hakol. You know what we're speaking about?
Kol yuchlat kol yishol kol yu en kadosh kashem. Aha, kol
yu. The pasuk says yotzer Yotze o uvore choshech. Ose shalom uvese hakol. That's number one. Hakol yoducha. That's number two. Vehakol yishabuchucha. That's three. Vehakol yomru in kadoshem. That's four. Vehakol yorumucha sela. That's five. Yotze hakol. That's six. Okay? We know that kol.
Six
words.
Six hakol. It's mentioned in the beginning of Yotze when you say Shabbos next time. Right? I'm going to point them out.
So what?
So well, I'm going to explain to you, right? So the hakol is always referred to Yisod. Okay, Emok Mlaga. Okay, so why six times? To show you that it goes up these six madregas and comes down these six madregas, right? This is a form of an aliyah and yirida, but it's not only some stepping stones; it's actually giving nourishment to all these spheres. Okay, that's his job, to get the swords from das and to bring it down to nourish the rest of the vak, right? Yeah, okay, like that. Vatam heyot. Since it has this extra mile, who? Ki im lo ayago koach haze sheyoch lalot ad das shu nishmat avak. And he just drops it. Then we have to know das is not really a sphere with das. It's really only the neshama, a reflection of the vak itself. V'sham hu mokom chamisha chasodim kenoda. We know, like I explained to you, in das. Das is the mokim. Where the mokim come from? From Chokhmah Bina. Das stores this koach called mokim, which is the chug. What's chug? Chasadim gvurot. Now there's five chasadim, and there's five gvurot tomun in das. You have to remember this is a very important.
What's chug?
Chasadim v'gvurot. Chasadim
v'gvurot.
What's that? Vak, you mean? Vak. Ha vak is the vav ketzavos. Now, v'shamu mokum chamisha chasadim keno. The in das is five chasadim. Shu b'chinas a tipa zaris. We know that's called a tipa zaris. We call it the chug. We call it the mokum. These are all names to refer back to the mind begotten Yisraelim. Lo ayelo yicholes lahori tipa zera benukva beisazivug velamshicha misham mamash kein minadas mamash minadas. I know the Yisod's job is to go and to bring that tipas azaris all the way down to Yisod of Zah and into Nuk, right? The zivug between Zah and Nuk will depend on the Yisod of Zah, which is poshut. The chiddush over here is that the Yisod of Zah goes all the way up into his das, and kishur elu b'das, and the Yisod takishleps down this tipa azaris, and then. They make a zibur and gives it over to Nok. That's the way it works. V'da ki ein inyan zinema ilo b'pini misal yisod. This is what we said. We're not talking about the actual, because the sorer zelokah. We don't find the yisod going up so high in mincha, right up to the tiferes of Leah, because that's mamish b'adachad. That's too high. V'kemo shebi'arnu b'mokom acher ki shlish elyon shi yisod nasi mimenu b'chinas tiferet zah be'ez hagdolas zah. ושם היא אויס בחינס היסוד אשר נעשי ממנה התפארת או בחינה זו הוא מזווי גמלי. So what is he saying over here? He's saying something else. הגדולה של זה. What's הגדולה של זה? The growing of זה. I mean, just a quick review, a quick understanding of how זה grows. זה grows is false, right? זה is a טיפה. זה, what's פשט טיפה? טיפה is back. Back rows, that means the hainu, it's tlat kalila tlat, meaning that the nahi includes the chagat. When it comes out, it becomes mispashet, that you have the chagat, then on top of nahi, it's mispashet itself. Then you have hagdolas azah, that means the chabad is created. Then how is the chabad created? The hainu, the chabad, the chagat becomes the chabad. The nahi becomes the chagat. And it's the Zah receives Nai Chadoshim. So Kumtorois, Bishas was a tipa, the Yisod was on Tiferet, because you had Tlat Lila Tlat. You had the Nai superimposed over the Chagat. That's the way it was born. So if you look, that the Tiferet of the Chagat is connected to the Yisod of its Yisod. Therefore we say that Taki Yisod is B'mokam Tiferet. B'mokam Tiferet. That's why it has a Koach. Even in Tiferes, they go up there because they have the Sholosh the beds. Yeah, the Mufashim Taka already asks, but what does it have to do with the Maisa Zivu between Leah? Because Leah Taka has to actually physically go up. This is a Maisa Shahoya. So they say, Anachanami Taka, this has a Koach that was licked in Tiferes. Licked in Tiferes, that's why it has a Koach to go back up there. Kiddush is the government, Kiddush does. Okay. Let's continue. The Nazul Inyane. Let's go back to our Inyane now. He's going to answer the question now. Ki heyob yisod darko la'alot sham el adas lekach ala ata o yisod el adas lemala b'tiferet v'od. That's one sibur, because since it has the, it's usual to go there, that's its built-in trait to go there, one of his jobs. V'od kidei lekashe kol avak yachal avi la'em ha'ara, which is chiyus, misham. Because what's his job? His job is to go up there and bring down chiyus, bring down this mokum, the chuv, into the vak. That's the two purposes. One is taka because, why does he go up there? Because it's used to going up there. The second of all, taka's purpose is taka to bring it down. Let's go back. Now we're going to have to catch about the malchus. The malchus meichet teshus of the bat, and the vayatam le'el malchus, lama hi gam ken alat el adas lemalu minati fe'era, va'inyin hu, ki. Ki ha malchus nikos ha'teres ba'ala. ועולה למעלה מן התפארס ובפרט עתה אשר היה לה רשימה של דעת כי כאשר יורד אור הדעס עד המוקם המלכות בהצילות שנשבע כאלה שלו אני אשם רשימה דילי וכאשר מלכה מלכות במקומו and take it broke רק הרשימה הזה ולא תרעד מוקם הדעס Because let's go back at the beginning of the Shefira. The first Shefira to break was Das. Das fell into where? Into the Malchus. And therefore, then Das left, but it left the Rishimo, as we mentioned. It left the Rishimo, a Das Rishimo, a Rishimo, which is called on the Shem Das. That's what gave it a koach now to go back to Das. Because as soon as the Malchus fell into the Caliph Malchus and it broke, the O was able to take the Shimon Taka and go all the way up. And besides the fact Taka is called Teres Bala, so it really slipped by Yisod as well. But this is the Ikata. The Gam Tzibah Cheret, Ki Ali De Aliyat Hasham, He Mitkasheret Mitkasheret Melemata Lemala Kolavak. As well, the same purpose that we saw by Zah, that it gives nourishment to the Zah, to the Vak, also Malchas the call to schlep up everything with it. Because if it goes up, says the Mefarshim, Kol Shekin, all the other Bechinas will go on. Whereas Al Yedei Zeh Kasher Misaken, Al Yedei Zeh Hakasher Misaken Yoseh, Lefi Shanetzar Vohod Hayushneim Kav Small B'Mokam Agvura, Ve'ata Nifrad Hanetzar Miyasod, Ve'Halach Lo Im Hachesed Bekav Yaminish Ushelo. So one of the Tikkunim Taki that it did, the Netzar was able now to go over here. Once Malchus jumped up from over here to here, it gave the Koach to Mesakin et Vak, and one of the Tikkun that it did, it was able to split the Netzach Vohot together. Nivar Inyan, Ze Yoetz Mufurash, Vuhuki Haya, Hine Arishima Ze Anir Das Bemokom Shal Malchus, Vadai Shuhu Amalchus Shabedas Mitzad Gvura. Yeah, so that means like this. I'll tell you what this means. Again, that every sphere of Etzim has its chug, its chasod and gvuros inside of it. Now, the Rishima is always the last part of the last chilik of the sphere. So when Das fell into the Kedah Malchus, what did it leave over there? It left the Malchus of Das. Now, what's Pshat? Malchus just means the last thing, right? And since Das includes Chasodim and Gvurot, and Gvurot are lower than Chasodim, so it left a Gvurotika Rishima in Malchus. That's what it means over here. Vaday shehu Malchut shebedas mitzad Gvur. It always leaves the Malchus. So the Rishima is always Malchus, and which Chelik the Malchus? Not the Chasodim Chelik, or the Gvur, because that's the lowest part. That's what it left over there. And that gave it the koach to go up and the misakin. Yeah, let's go by. Because Alat Malchut Al Dat Ala Ima Gam Rishima Niska. Vehu Bechinat Gvuras V'Sham Nidbar Zeh Rishimo Shehi Malchut Gvura Shebedas Itra Denukva. It's called Gvura. It's called Itra Denukva. Im Chasodim Shebedas, because the Chasodim never went down. They were Chasodim Drash, always were there. Im Chasodim Shebedas Itcha de Ducha de Kenoda, because the Chasodim Chelik is called Itcha de Ducha Kenoda. Va'ali de Chibo Zeh Heir Hadas Bevak Dizah. Right, this Chug was able now with its combined effort to mayor on the Tzad Yamin, Tzad Smol. and tzad b'emsa. V'areshimo he'ir bekav small, v'heishir sham et hod. So the left chilek, which is itra de gvura, was made on the left side, and it gave takichius the left hand side, including hod. V'adas itra de ducha, the right side of das, which is called the chasadim, heiru bekav yamin gamkem. V'hem shiru et hanetzah shaya im ahod kenizka le'er v'hem shiru bekav yomim sh'ara nitkan kol ava kol echad b'mkomo kol ze gom alias malchus ad da'as. So how did Taki and Netzah both split? Because the das went, the das went up, made Taki came together with the gevur, the chasadim dikachelik, and therefore the chasadim dikachelik were able to mirror on the right hand side, and that gave a cheshek Taki the Netzah to go on the right hand side. Amar Chaim, this is our God already in the Etz Chaim. Tzorch Iyun Mar Yishuma Hiniloch Shah Melochim. The Shaila is what?
The same.
Shah Melochim. Yeah, but what was the pool? What did the Rishima do? We saw that the Rishima was able to split Netzach for Hod. What did it toot off? What did it toot off? Right. So the Mefarshim Taka, the Kerem Shalom explains what that meant. Okay, so we're gonna have to. We'll stop here. So we finish there next week in Tashem. We'll do a parakeet in Tashem. Okay.
Yeah.
Go to